Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 90, entitled, Will You Choose Light or Darkness? As I commune with the Lord, I am reading from 1 Kings chapter 14 and 15. I wrestled with this as I understand the word of the Lord and have come to accept that there are consequences for every action. There are a few prevailing themes that I noticed. God will not allow his people to walk in darkness. That's number one. Just as when Abraham was informed that Sodom and Gomorrah were to be destroyed in the book of Genesis. Number two, even in blindness, the prophet Ahijah could not be deceived by Jeroboam and his wife. Number three, the kings were becoming more evil and passing their behaviors to their children. Number four, these kings were judged before death. The sentence was executed against the children while living because there was no repentance. Number five, the leaders kept their followers separate in a vain attempt to control their loyalty, securing their thrones. But the sins that were committed were identical or even more excessive. This authenticates Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, powers, world forces of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Number six, the devil is cunningly unified, but keeps us separate with foolish distractions, also justifying Ephesians 6:12. Number seven, when the temple was plundered, its treasures were replaced with nominal counterfeits. These kings were being pillaged and were still attempting to keep up appearances. Number eight, even in evil, wars continued. So this collective front of the enemy is for his supremacy. You don't even count. Number nine, when you are righteous in God, he will keep his eternal promises concerning his word. Number 10, the upright in heart may be few and far between, but they are a light that reminds God of his mercy. That is why these next scriptures are essential. Even youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Isaiah 40, 10 through 13 of the Amplified Version. Be prepared, because what is written concerning this earth and its occupants has and will continue to come to pass. But take solace in knowing that just as your Creator produced this in all its glory, he has made provisions that are unfathomable to the finite mind. The lake has already been prepared, just as a new earth and new heavens have also been prepared. My grandmother would say that Sheol enlarges itself every day. It is confirmed by the word of the Lord. The revelation that I am given is that there is no global warming. The earth is being prepared for its ultimate destruction. There is a scripture or scriptures that the Lord led me to find years ago that said people would contribute this eradication to global warming and every other circumstance in a vain attempt to deny God's sovereignty. But God has spoken. It is of me. This is not to scare anyone, because we have hope but I won't deny the truth of God's word to appease man to his detriment. That is not of God. I hope this touches even one person, and if you don't believe me, then be prudent and investigate for yourself. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.